Chapter 4. How an Old Rabbit Saved Her Forest Friends. There once was a beautiful forest where many different animals lived, including chipmunks, snakes, monkeys, owls, foxes, and rabbits. They lived together like one big happy family. In this forest, there was an old well. Once a bunny looked in it and saw another bunny. Thinking that this bunny could be a playmate, he jumped in and drowned. Since then, all the animals in the forest taught their children to stay away from the well. One day, the forest became a dangerous place. A lion discovered this beautiful forest, with all his favorite prey to feed on. So he moved right in and declared himself the king. All the animals were terrified. The elders of the forest decided to bargain with the lion to keep the forest as safe as possible. The lion came right to the point. As you all know, lions are ferocious hunters. But I'm nicer than other lions. I only need to eat one animal a day. If one of you would sacrifice yourself each day, I promise to spare your babies. This was still a terrible deal, but the elders felt it was the best they could do. After the lion left, the elders formed a circle and made this decision. Since they were old and would die soon anyway, they may as well be the ones to be sacrificed. So they agreed to draw lots each day to decide who would be the lion's meal. Then Old Rabbit said, "Since I'm the oldest and don't have children to care for anymore, I'll volunteer to be the first meal for the lion." All the others started to cry. Then she added, "I'm sorry to make you sad, but thank you for agreeing to this best possible solution." When Old Rabbit arrived at the lion's home, she was huffing and puffing from having run too fast. Before the lion could pounce on her, she said, "I saw another lion on my way here, so I ran with all my might so I wouldn't be killed before I could reach you." The lion was shocked. "What? I thought I was the only lion in this forest, and I would be the king. Take me to this other lion, and I'll show him who is king." Old Rabbit led the lion to the well and told him the other lion lived in there. The lion looked in and roared at his reflection. He became really furious when the lion in the well roared back. So he jumped right in to attack it, and that was the end of him. Old Rabbit was declared Queen of the Forest. After she passed away at a ripe old age, the well was turned into the Rabbit Memorial, and you can still see it there today.